Smiling Mind, Mindfulness Made Easy, written and read by Jane Martino and James Tutton. Aren't we all just so busy all of the time? So often I catch myself answering a question like, "How are you?" with, "Oh, so busy. There's just so much going on at the moment." Like that is a good thing. Life for most of us consists of incessant emails, phone calls, projects, school pickups and drop-offs, exercise, study, catching up with friends and family, sporting commitments, working hard to earn a living, birthday parties, and the list goes on. All of this activity, seemingly connecting us with the world and each other, so often leaves many of us feeling, well, cold. We find ourselves fervently searching for connection, as if it were the final prize in a treasure hunt, and we're quickly running out of time. The irony is, connection is more often than not right in front of us. A meaningful exchange with a stranger, a long run on the beach, the chance to speak in front of hundreds of people. Okay, that's probably more like a nightmare, but you get my drift. We are so very busy that we miss the chance to marvel in the small things, and we miss the chance to stop and think about what we can do for others. All things which lead to a closer connection to others and to ourselves. You see, meditation has made me a much better person, but not in a cliche, my life is so perfect kind of way, quite the opposite actually. It has given me freedom. I started meditating one day almost 10 years ago because a friend suggested I try it. I'm what my friends call a junkie for all things alternative health, aka up for anything. I've had all kinds of needles in all kinds of places, drunk smelly green herbs and had complete strangers press trigger points and place hot glass jars on my back. So it seemed sitting in one place and repeating a mantra or listening to instructions would be a breeze. Not so much. Apparently, I was not that good at sitting still. And boy, was my mind busy. Although I was under strict instruction not to expect to awaken from my 20-minute session as a new person, I could not help hoping for it. I found it hard, and I felt like I was never going to be able to have a clear mind. Now that I know a little bit more about it, I realise most, if not all, of my meditation sessions may well be like this, and that is okay. The point is, I stick at it, I give my body and my mind that time, and, like any form of fitness training, the more I do, the stronger my mind and ability to focus will be. So how has meditation given me freedom? It has helped me to accept that I am not, and never will be, a perfect anything. It has woken me up to my behaviour and what I want to change and try to do better. It has allowed me to cut myself some slack and admit I am doing my best, and that is about the only part that is perfect. That's right. All you folks who are about to write me an email or post on social media that I'm a fraud and no guru because you saw me just last week yelling at my kids in the supermarket, don't bother. I already know, and my secret is already out. I'm imperfect, and I'm okay with that. It was this acceptance of imperfection that compelled me to start Smiling Mind. I realised that perhaps there was a way I could help others slow down and give themselves a break, build healthy habits and a strong mind. Imagine if I had possessed this superpower in high school, at the start of my career, or when entering parenthood. I wanted to help others experience what I had, but sooner. The urgent need the world possessed became suddenly apparent, and like most things in my life, it just happened to be my business to make something happen. No point just thinking and talking about it. I've always felt action has been the secret to my success, so why would bringing mindfulness meditation to the masses be any different? This book contains plenty more secrets, but the good kind. The ones that allow you to give yourself a break. Yes, you are doing well. Learn and enjoy switching on to your life. Whatever it looks or feels like, warts and all.